The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Melbourne International Comedy Festival is on right now. Melbourne's is just a hive of activity. Comedians coming out of every building possible.
Yep.
And we are very lucky this morning to have woken up one of the comedians that are taking part in the comedy festival, Sean Patton. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good morning. I'm definitely awake.
You're up. You're awake. You're well.
Many buildings.
Yep.
You've travelled all the way from the US. This isn't your first Melbourne International Comedy Festival. I think your big debut was back in 2011. So as a little bit of a veteran, do you sort of feel like you're like the wise guide? Like, do you hang out with the other comedians from the US and do you feel like you have to show them around a little bit?
I mean, a little bit, yeah. And God help them too if I'm their guide. But yeah, I mean, it's actually quite amazing what your mind remembers when you go back to a place for the first time in years. You just kind of, it was like a mental map just emerged, and I knew my way around the city. It's very easy to walk around. Well, the city does two things amazingly, graffiti and trees.
We're very proud of our graffiti. I didn't realize Melbourne had that. I guess it does have a few trees, doesn't it, for a
yeah,
big city?
Yeah, they've done pretty well with that.
Oh, yeah, it's excellent. The tree spread is wonderful here.
It's good to know that you appreciate the trees in the city.
We need to put that on our tourism campaign when we're advertising ourselves to the rest of the world. Sean, so are there spots, little favourite spots maybe you keep returning to each trip back to for the Melbourne Comedy Festival?
Well, I didn't know the name of it last time I was here, but the neighbourhood of Carlton.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, some good food in Carlton.
Mm. Lovely, especially if it starts raining randomly.
And it does.
The sidewalks are just covered.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So yeah. What are you getting up to when you're not doing your shows? Because obviously your shows are at night, so you've got a fair bit of downtime. Are you just strolling the streets of Carlton and eating pizza down there, or what's going on?
Fish and chips for me.
Ah, fish and chips, okay.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get my steps in, trying to get my 12,000 steps a day, because that's how Americans like me attempt to stay not fat.
You and me both, because I've got my 10,000 that I've got to get every day as well, so don't worry, we're in the same boat here.
Yeah, you know it. And I just love it. It's such a beautiful city to walk. I mean, I've never been to Sydney, and other Americans have said New Yorkers prefer Melbourne and people from Los Angeles prefer Sydney.
Yeah, that's true. Sydney's pretty trashy compared to Melbourne, let's be honest.
There's quite a heated rivalry between the two cities.
And I'm not saying that just because I grew up in Melbourne or anything. You can definitely tell there's a difference, yep.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
It's a very tactfully political position to be in, to definitely root for Melbourne while you're in Melbourne. I would not be getting on stage and rooting for Sydney.
Oh, yeah. No. It's like a Shelbyville, Springfield situation.
Well, it's funny because Shelbyville and Springfield, oh, those siblings that hate one another. I've never been to any other major city in Australia, but I have been all around Victoria. So when I meet other travelers who ask, like, oh, you've never been to Sydney or Perth or Brisbane? I say no, but have you ever been to Swan Hill or Mulwala?
Yeah, hit him with a bit of that.
Mulwala. That's correct. You went to Bendigo?
Have you?
I went to Bendigo.
See, that's our Sydney for us, like in Ballarat. Where
that's Ballarat's rival. Rival. Have you been to Ballarat then?
Possibly. I went on to all these places on a roadshow, so.
Oh, so you might have ducked in. Geez, we mustn't have been that memorable, Jules.
I know, we can't have left that much behind. You clearly haven't been here. That's okay. That's all right.
We'll have to get you back over to Ballarat and we'll make it really, really memorable for you.
Special, thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Well, so after the comedy festival all sort of wraps up, are you sticking around in Australia for a little bit to do a bit of travelling, or are you just heading straight back to the US to do a bit more touring?
No, I'm doing a couple of days in, you know, that other main city that's not nearly as good as Melbourne.
No, yep.
And then going up to Brisbane for a day.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Just what, to do a show, or you just want to
catch
see
a bit
Bris
of sun?
Vegas? You know they call it Bris Vegas here in Australia.
Bris Vegas?
Yeah, they do.
That's our Las Vegas.
Oh, someone had told me it was going to be Australia's Florida.
Yeah, I guess it could be.
It's weird that we're using all these US cities to compare.
It's definitely not as glitzy
to.
Or glamorous as Vegas, but we sometimes, I don't know, call it's a little bit tacky, but we love it. We absolutely love Brisbane.
Wait, is it tacky just because everyone a bunch of tan people with mullets and... is there a lot of beach? Is there beach culture
there?
Yeah, there's
100%.
So much.
Oh, we're like a sickening amount of beach culture.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. We're so jealous.
It's almost too beachy.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to it. Then after that, I head back. So I'm only here till the end of the month. But I mean, it's going by quicker already.
Well, your show, it's called Number One. Is that just like a critique of it? Like, it's Melbourne International Comedy Festival's number one show? Or, like, what's the
theme?
Tell us
title?
A bit about your show.
I wish it's a reference to a bodily fluid.
Oh, okay.
Fun times.
It's very highbrow stuff.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
I love it.
I love it.
The highbrow of the lowbrow.
Well, Sean Patton's show, Number One, it's on at the Melbourne Town Hall as part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival through until April 22nd. Tickets and details at comedyfestival.com.au. Sean, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Have a wonderful day.
You too. See ya.
Bye-bye.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.